Last year, when we visited a community college in the heart of oil-rich South Texas, it was easy to find students excited about getting a job in the fast-growing drilling industry. Colin Harless heard the pay was really good.
I think it was $54,000 to $65,000 starting. That's starting out.
But some workers who are getting those jobs on drilling rigs or doing related work are being underpaid, according to the Department of Labor. At the department's Southwest Regional Office in Dallas, Cynthia Watson is in charge.
There's been a tendency to misclassify these workers as independent contractors and just pay them straight time for their overtime.
Watson said that's what a company they investigated in Houston was doing, building drilling rigs with workers who she says were regular employees, but who she says the company paid as though they were independent contractors and therefore ineligible for overtime and other benefits.
There was $687,000 in overtime back wages that were paid to 133 roughnecks and crane operators.
In another case involving a New Mexico company that does business in West Texas, the feds won over $500,000 in back pay for 121 drilling rig technicians. Watson implied they could have made more at McDonald's.
The technicians were paid $75 a day for 24-hour shift, which didn't even equate to the federal minimum wage.
In just the past year, in the states that are among those with the most drilling, including Texas, Oklahoma, and North Dakota, the Department of Labor has won back pay for over 4,000 oil and gas workers. It totaled $6.7 million, accounting for a third of all back pay settlements nationwide paid by all types of industries. Galvin Kennedy is a lawyer in Houston who sues energy companies on behalf of workers who say they were cheated.
Anytime you have a boom, you're going to have some people that try to cut corners, even when there's a ton of money flowing around, and the oil and gas industry is no exception.
A case he settled earlier this year won back pay for 71 employees who monitored oil and gas wells, with some of them getting tens of thousands of dollars each. Kennedy says he thinks a lot of it goes unreported.
Quite frankly, that's the reason why a lot of these employees don't speak up. Some of them are making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year with the wage violations going on.
That's good money, and enough that when accused of cheating employees, companies can argue that some workers are exempt from overtime. Andrea Johnson is with Burleson, a Houston law firm specializing in the energy industry.
People who are making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year are pretty common out there, even for truck drivers. People who make over $100,000 are claiming they're owed overtime. This is not as any malicious intent by employers. It's simply not understanding all the rules that are out there, which there are many.
Not always malicious intent, because Johnson says the drilling industry faces big challenges: odd hours, fast-changing demands for labor, and lots of competition for skilled workers, factors that can lead management to look for flexible ways to meet payroll. A lot of industries may face similar challenges, but Johnson says it's no wonder the Department of Labor and plaintiffs' attorneys are targeting the energy industry.
We have the jobs. We have the work. We are making the money. And, you know, that's why we are a target.
The scrutiny promises to only become more intense in coming months. The Obama administration is proposing changes to limit the types of workers that are exempt from overtime in all industries. And the Department of Labor said its enforcement initiative focusing on the oil and gas industry will continue into next year. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.